The Lie by C.L. Taylor.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Present Day. I know he's trouble before he even sets foot in the building. I can tell by the way he slams the door of his 4x4 and storms across the car park, without waiting to see if his short, bespectacled wife is following him. When he reaches the glass double doors to reception, I avert my gaze back to my computer screen. It's best to avoid direct eye contact with an aggressor. When you spend 12 hours a day with dangerous animals, you learn a lot about confrontation, fear and hostility. And not just in relation to dogs. The bell above the doors rings as the man enters the reception area, but I continue to enter the details of a 7-day evaluation into the computer database. An Alsatian cross called Tyson was brought in by an inspector a week ago. We've been evaluating him ever since, and I've identified behavioural issues with other dogs, cats and humans, unsurprising in a former drug den guard dog. Some people believe that a dog like Tyson should be put down for his own good. But I know we can rehabilitate him. Your past doesn't have to define your future.
Where's my fucking dog?
The man rests his elbows on the reception counter and juts out his chin, contempt etched onto his thin, sunken face. His shoulders are narrow beneath an oversized leather jacket, and his jeans hang loosely from his hips. He can't be much older than late 40s.